Morning, I'm Eli, and I am going to be presenting some of the research I am conducting with my collaborator, Corey Moreau, from the Field Museum. I'd like to acknowledge the Word Lab and a lot of the people that have helped with field work and specimen work, and some of the funding institutions that have helped out with this project as well. My thesis research is focusing on the ants of Fiji. Fiji is a small cluster of oceanic islands in the Southwest Pacific with about 200 species of ants. And part of this work is a taxonomic revision of some of the endemic groups, the production of identification guides that are web-based, analysis of biogeographic patterns both within Fiji and between Fiji and other areas of the Pacific, inference of phylogenetic trees to understand the evolution of the Fijian ant fauna, and conservation applications designed to mitigate the impact of invasive ant species and protect endemic species from extinction. On this presentation, I'm specifically going to be speaking about the Fidoli roosevelti group. It is composed of seven species, and I'm going to be reviewing the taxonomic revision of these species and previewing some of the phylogenetic and biogeographic work. These are really incredible looking ants. They are mostly restricted to the higher elevations of Fiji and all are endemic to the archipelago. The taxonomic revision is completely based on morphological analysis. These are some of the characters of a major worker in profile. And here's another view of some of the characters used in the analysis of the head, also including some standard measurements I took, including head width, head length, metafemur length, scape length. The Fidoli roosevelti was the first species described. It was described by W. and Mann, 1921, and he erected a new subgenus, the Electrophidoli, mostly based on these bizarre characteristics of this projecting mesonotum here and a bifurcating propodeal spine, which is quite unusual for this genus. Another species, Fidoli colaensis, also described by Mann, and you have here the minor workers, the major workers, and the queens, and those were the casts used for the morphological analysis. Some of the new species, Fidoli bulla, known only from the very tip-top, highest point in all of Fiji, a single collection. Furcata, restricted to the island of Kondavu. Unkajina, notice again these exaggerated propodeal spines here and this mesonodal projection. Pegasus has the longest of all the propodeal spines and a very attenuated mesonodal projection. And then there's Fidoli simplis spinosa, the simple spine Fidoli. And this is a peculiar one because you notice here the mesonodal projection isn't very pronounced and the propodeal spine is simple. And this begged a lot of questions. Does it even belong to the Fidoli roosevelti group? So some of the questions I am asking, with Corey's help, is Fidoli roosevelti monophyletic? Did the group descend from an ancestor with simple spines or modified spines? Where did the lineage originate, here in Fiji or another region of the Pacific? And are there any interesting biogeographic patterns within Fiji? So all these questions are best answered with a good phylogeny. And Corey Moreau has helped considerably with this. All the bench work and analysis are her handiwork. So here we have the in-group taxa. That's 24 taxa belonging to the Fidoli roosevelti group, as I defined it, and a bunch of 43 out-group taxa. And the tree is a Bayesian analysis using partition data sets of two nuclear genes and two mitochondrial genes. So the first question, is the Fidoli roosevelti group monophyletic? Here we have the species represented by different symbols in the roosevelti group, and the outgroup here is the Melanesian taxa from Fiji and other regions of the Pacific, and the outer outgroup is a New World Fidoli species. But Bayesian posterior values are on the left and support from bootstraps is on the right, and there's strong support here that in fact the roosevelti group as I defined it is a monophyletic clade. Next question, from which lineage did the Fidoli roosevelti group descend? Conventional wisdom in some publications has suggested that these ants in blue here, which all have these bizarre modified spines and belong to the subgenus Fidola canfinus, that the Roosevelt group, highlighted here in yellow, descended from them. And after my morphological analysis, I thought that this was probably, the Phidolican finest was probably a paraphyletic group, but that the Roosevelt group in particular probably descended from the Cervicornis group, and that the simple spines are a secondary reduction. Looking at the phylogeny here, we find that the simple spine species is actually sister to the species, all the species with modified spines. And so the internal phylogeny doesn't tell us what the ancestral state is. But looking at some of the relatives, here we have the Phidolae Roosevelti group represented by these morphotypes A, B, and C. And then some of the outgroup morphotypes here, D, E, F, G, and H. And the modified spines, species with modified spines are in blue, simple spines are in black, and it looks like, in fact, the modified spines of the Phidolae Roosevelti group are nested within this deeper clade of simple spined. And modified spines have, in fact, arise three independent times. So that was an interesting result there that was contrary. I believe that they had descended from this group here, the H, the Cervicornis group, but they're actually quite distantly related. Where did the Phidolae Roosevelti group originate? I thought that it was going to be from New Guinea and the Solomons. But we included outgroups, taxa, from Australia, New Guinea, Solomons, and New Caledonia, as well as Fiji for the analysis. So here we have the Fijian specimens are all in blue, and other colors representing different regions. And the Phidolae Roosevelti group here is in this panel. And again, we see that they are nested within a deeper Fijian clade. So in fact, they did not originate from, recently at least, from some other region of Melanesia, but are an old Fijian group. Biogeographic patterns within Fiji. I had proposed in my taxonomic analysis that they originated here in Viti Levu. It's the oldest island, it's the biggest island, it has the greatest species diversity. But this is really a slide showing squares versus circles. The squares here are all northern species. And you find that the circle species here are actually nested within the northern species. And so it is more likely that the ancestor of this group evolved in the north and has since dispersed into the southern island. In conclusion, the Phidolae Roosevelti group is in fact monophyletic. It descended from a simple spined ancestor, and that ancestor had been in Fiji for a long time. Potentially, our initial analyses on the dating place this clade here and this clade here somewhere between 7.5 to 12 million years ago. And in terms of any interesting patterns within Fiji, it looks like the Roosevelti group evolved within the northern islands and has since dispersed to some of the southern islands of Viti Levu and Kondavu and Ovalau now. So that's the conclusion. Thank you.
And we actually have a lot of time for questions.
Yes.
So have you ever seen reduction of spines in groups like this? Or do you always see, in groups of spines, you always see
The question is, do we ever see the reduction of spines, a secondary reduction of spines, if I understand, from a group that has ancestrally modified spines? And there just isn't the phylogenetic data out there to really examine that question. None of these other groups, these ones here, have received any phylogenetic work. So we're not quite sure how that all fits together.
What do the spines do, and is there any interesting life history traces associated with the spines?
It's a good question. What do the spines do? Any natural history traits associated with the spines? Interestingly, all these spiny things have evolved in the old world, and none of them are present in the New World. Jack Longino has maybe one species in which that might be a little different, maybe. Not like that. I've heard one, no one really knows, is the short answer. The explanation I like the most is that a lot of Melanesia, a lot of these islands, lack a strong vertebrate population, and the reptilian diversity is very high. Reptiles like to feed on ants, and maybe because there's so many reptiles out there, these spiny morphologies that have evolved multiple times are a defense against reptile predation, or amphibian predation.
A north-south pattern and the really distinct break there seems rather unusual. Are there any oceanic or weather patterns that explain why the one-directional movement or
diverse? There isn't any good explanation that I could think of. These islands here are all less than 10 million years old. Viti Levu was emergent above sea level about 25 million years ago. And so conventional wisdom would have all the endemic species all evolving in Viti Levu and then spreading out. So this is a pretty unusual finding that no one really expected.